T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know that I get sexy from the Boston accent, though.
I don't know. According to this new report, we are the second sexiest accent in the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
Behind Texas, though.
I was going to ask, who did we lose out to, Texas?
How are we not in front of Texas? Mm. I don't know.
Certainly have much more attitude in our accents, or just our daily language, than Texas does.
No, I think people like Boston because it's so like recognizable,
it's like sloppy and dirty,
and it's
almost
sloppy and a little rough around the edges, and so I think some people find that kind of charming and sexy.
I guess
in our own way.
You look at any time it's ever done on, I think of like Saturday Night Live when they do a Boston accent, and they have a couple people. Rachel Dratch, who spent time in Boston, can do it really well. Amy Poehler can do a really good Boston accent. Jimmy Fallon can do a really good Boston accent. But by and large, when they do it, it's like you said, it's kind of sloppy and angry, and it's got this sort of edge to it. I don't know. I don't hear that in our speech day in, day out.
No, and the people in like actors in movies,
they can't get it
who
right.
Who do it? They always overdo it, and then it's just it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Some really
if it's done
good
wrong.
Jack Nicholson in The Departed was not a good Boston accent at all. You mentioned Kevin Bacon all the time.
They keep putting him in Boston movies. Stop. He's terrible. Stop casting him.
I know.
It's awful.
If somebody can't do it, it's distracting when you're watching the movie, especially if you're from Boston, because you're just like, what?
How come the three of us don't have Boston accents? I'm from Natick. I mean, I grew up here. My father used to.
But you can get it quickly. You do it, and you have the vowels right. When you want to, you can do it.
Right.
You don't have it, though.
I don't. If I'm around my family, if I just wasn't at work for a couple months and I was around my family, I'd start saying Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, like that.
Yeah.
You know, body.
My father would talk like that. He'd say horses, farty, stuff like that. Yeah.
My grandmother, Italy.
Instead of Italy. My mother says Italy.
Italy.
Well, she's from Italy. Western Mass, right? So you didn't have the Boston influence?
Yeah, I grew up in Westfield, out by Springfield. So I have more of an Albany, New York accent. I have that Western Mass. .com. Yeah, the Red Sox.
Nah.
Psychology major at Smith College. Mm. That's me.
Also not sexy, by the way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.